بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آيات 4 pertaining to the Eid Salah and Qurbani Surah Kawthar, the translation of which is, surely we have given you the pond of Kawthar, so perform Salah for your Rabb and make sacrifice, surely it will be your enemy who will be cut off from the good. In the year 2H, Qurbani and the Salah of Eid al-Adha were made obligatory. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, this verse makes reference to Salatul Adha, that is the Eid al-Adha Salah, and to Qurbani. The central theme of Eid al-Adha is submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrificing everything for His pleasure. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam illustrated the spirit of submission and sacrifice in the best possible manner. When confronted with the challenge of love and allegiance, he chose to submit unconditionally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and suppressed his personal desire and love for his family and child. Hence, sacrificing an animal on the day of Eid al-Adha is in reality an act to revive the spirit of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and to reflect on one's own level of iman. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, for every hair that is on the sacrificial animal, one reward is recorded for the person making the qurbani. Subhanallah, can there be rewards greater than this, that a person receives hundreds and thousands of rewards for just one single qurbani? If a person had to count the steps from morning till evening, he will not be able to complete the count. Imagine the innumerable awards for a single qurbani. Piety demands that even if qurbani is not wajib on a person, he should perform it in order to receive the great rewards which have been promised. After these opportunity like this again, innumerable rewards so easily. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person with wealth, then apart from making qurbani for himself, he should also make qurbani for his parents and relatives who are deceased, so that their souls will also be greatly rewarded. A person should also try to make qurbani on behalf of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his pure wives, on behalf of his asatida and mashayikh, etc. If this is not possible, then he should at least make his own qurbani, because qurbani is wajib on the person who possesses nisab. Who can be more unfortunate than that person who, despite having